Proclamation number 8363 of 26th of December, 1962. I am with you all the days. I am with you always, even to the end. You are never abandoned, even if you are burdened with earthly hardship, for there is always one who is ready to help you. I always walk beside you as soon as you only allow my presence, as soon as you consciously request my guidance. Hence you yourselves determine whether I can stay with you, for as soon as inner resistance is still put up against me I withdraw, i.e., you will then not be able to feel my love either, even if it never gives up on you. But I have promised you that I will remain with you until the end. And you can truly believe this promise, because every word that flows out of my mouth is truth. But if I am with you, you need not fear any disaster either, for I can avert it and also want to avert it if you unite with me through prayer and activity of love. Thus you, who want to belong to my own, are constantly under my care. And I constantly give you proof of this by speaking to you as a father speaks to his children. I admonish and warn you, I make my will known to you and inform you about my nature so that love for me will ignite in you, which then also guarantees my constant presence. But you will experience what it means to be present to you in the coming time when it will storm and roar around you, when you will have to go through a time of tribulation because it has to come for the sake of the whole of humanity if individual people are still to be saved from ruin. You, who are mine, will certainly constantly experience my protection and my help, but the magnitude of the adversity will also demand a strong faith from you, otherwise you will not be able to withstand the tribulations you are exposed to by my adversary and in which you shall prove yourselves. You need not fear this time of adversity, for as soon as you commend yourselves to me, as soon as you call upon me, I will always be present to you, for I promised you this when I myself walked across the earth. Only allow this presence of mine to be with you by asking for it, by not allowing yourselves to be captured by the world, which will approach you overpoweringly with its temptations. But you would make a bad exchange, for it is transient. Just as everything that is around you will very soon fall prey to destruction, as it is announced through word and scripture. And what people possess they will lose and stand poor and naked on the day of judgment. But you can always know yourselves to be safe in my protection, and your possessions will truly be imperishable. They will secure your entrance into the kingdom of light if you depart before the end of this earth, or enter a life in the paradise of the new earth, which you will then enter with great wealth and can now work in bliss. And then you will be allowed to experience me myself. Then my promise will obviously come true, for I will stay with you. Single quote, because you show me the love which makes my presence with you humans possible. Always remember these words of mine and don't be afraid whatever may come, for I have foretold to you that a time of tribulation will pass over the earth which heralds the near end and which also has to be endured by my own. But the strength to do so will be supplied to you at any time. And you should acquire much strength beforehand. You should always open yourselves to me and allow my presence in you so that your faith will become unshakable and you will no longer let go of my hand which guides you and lovingly leads you through all adversity. And if you do not leave me out of your thoughts, I will not leave you either. I will fill you with extraordinary strength in every hour so that you will feel my presence and constantly give me more love which will unite you ever more intimately with me. For one redemption period will be concluded and a new one will begin, as I have predicted from the beginning of this period through seers and prophets. And everything will come to pass, for my word is truth. And this word of mine you can hear until the end. For I remain with you, and my presence is proven by my address to you who desire to hear me, who want to be and remain mine for all eternity. Amen.